This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. House and Senate leaders are reacting along party lines to Speaker Nancy Pelosi's announcement of President Trump's impeachment inquiry. Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are still bitter about losing the 2016 presidential election and have wanted to impeach Trump from day one.
They have been investigating this president before he even got elected. They have voted three times on impeachment on this floor. Twice they voted before one word of the Mueller report came back.
Meantime, House Democratic Leader Elijah Cummings called Trump's alleged appeal to another government to interfere in a U.S. election an affront to the Constitution and a grave breach of his oath of office. The U.S. Senate, in a rare bipartisan moment on Tuesday, approved a resolution calling for a whistleblower's complaint against President Trump to be turned over to Congress. At issue are Trump's actions with Ukraine. In a summer phone call with Ukraine's president, Trump is said to have asked for help investigating former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Days before the call, Trump ordered advisors to freeze $400 million in military aid for Ukraine, prompting speculation that he was holding out the money as leverage for information on the Biden. Trump has denied that charge, but acknowledged he blocked the funds and later released. Tropical Storm Karen bore down on Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands Tuesday, bringing several inches of rain. Authorities are warning people in the area to stay indoors. Puerto Rico is still recovering from Hurricane Maria, which hit 2 years ago, causing more than $100 billion in damage. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump addressed the United Nations Tuesday, highlighting some of the